pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. Text line. That's where you want to be on this Monday morning. Monday. Still to come on the program, Rob Holbert from Land Yap. We also got Brad Presnell. He's a political consultant up in North Alabama. And we'll wrap it up with, from Alabama political reporter, Josh Moon. So please stay tuned for that. I do want to get to some of these texts real quick. Just kind of recap the news. I guess there was a slap or something last night at the Oscars that we're all supposed to be excited about. Better yet, the question about why is Coca-Cola trying to force us force Coke Zero down our throat seems to be resonating on the text line this morning. And then finally, Mike Durant now thinks the 2020 election is not valid, that Joe Biden did not legitimately win, which has a lot of our friends in the national media very concerned about Mike Durant. Let's see here. Let's go to the text line. Tim says, I'm glad this didn't happen between somebody that I know and Dean Young. Well, you know, I wouldn't know what you're talking about there, Tim. Let's see here. Preston, Diet Coke is made out of Sweet and Low, and Coke Zero is made out of Splenda. That's the difference. When was the last time anybody's ever seen a Diet Coke commercial? Why are they trying to force us Coke Zero? Who wants it? I mean, there's no demand for it. Yet, for the last 10 years, I've seen nothing. You don't even see regular Coca-Cola commercials that much compared to the terrible Coke. The new products they market are just patty. Coke Zero is marketed toward the male population. Men do not want anything that has diet, like Diet Coke in their name. Thus, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite Zero. That's what a rep from Coca-Cola told me. I always enjoy and learn from your show. Has to be really good times for you. Thank you, Patty, Allegri Farm Market. I don't want Coke Zero. I will drink Diet Coke all day long. I will not drink Coke Zero. I don't care. The diet moniker is, that is like, and since when did marketing gurus care about what males think? I don't believe that for a moment. And it's not so much the name. It's just that this is a product that by now, how many millions of dollars have they pumped into marketing Coke Zero? By now, it can't stand alone. They still have to do these corny campaigns. Unnamed texture, Coke Zero's flavor is like regular Coke. Diet misses the mark. But I don't want Coke's regular flavor. I would drink Coke. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, unnamed texture. Did Trump endorse Senator Tuberville when he was running? I don't remember if he endorsed anyone or not in that race. I know he didn't endorse Sessions. He did endorse Tommy Tuberville. He waited until a few days after the primary. He waited until Bradley Byrne was out of the way. I guess Roy Moore was in that race. But when it got down to the runoff between Sessions and Tuberville, Trump went hard against Sessions. Unnamed texture. Donald Trump lost my confidence when he fired Jeff Sessions for being an honest man. Do we have to relitigate that too? The problem I have with the Sessions stuff, I guess Jeff Sessions probably should have seen that one coming. Matt. Donald Trump would walk away with the Republican primary even against DeSantis. You're probably right, Matt, but it's closer. It's still closer than it was in 2016 if it's DeSantis Trump. I mean, if your last few candidates are like, when it's all said and done, there's going to be a crowded primary no matter who runs. Maybe not as crowded. It won't be like, there won't be a kids' table debate. Remember when we had these presidential debates in the past, the lead up to Iowa and New Hampshire, you had the debate for the front runners, and you had like the four guys, like a Lindsey Graham, Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum debate or whatever. Guys that just weren't getting that much traction. They're way down the list. I don't think it's that crowded this time if Donald Trump runs again. However, if he does not run, it will be crowded. Front runners, they'll push Tim Scott to run. DeSantis, obviously. You'll have a Kinzinger or a Liz Cheney on the stage just being obnoxious. You got to have somebody like, I would think Rand Paul might take another shot at it. Kind of shore up the libertarians. But either way, I think you'll have a somewhat crowded field. If Trump runs, you'll have a really crowded field if he doesn't. But your front runner right now is, if he doesn't, is DeSantis. And if DeSantis runs against Trump, it's closer. It's not close, but closer, I should say. 251-343-0106 if you want to respond to any of that of which we are talking about this morning. The news of the day is Will Smith versus Chris Rock. Some of the hot takes are starting to trickle in here. Howard Stern says Will Smith slapped Chris Rock because Will Smith and Trump are the same guy. That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard. CNN reporter rips the obsession with the Will Smith-Chris Rock incident. We've got inflation crushing families, Ukraine being bombed. I'm just waiting for somebody check on Cory Booker and get his take on Will Smith versus Chris Rock. Can't wait for that. And my take on it is this, if there is a take to be had, that Hollywood, watching the crowd reaction, the A-list celebrities all in one room together and their reaction to what happened. They were waiting to, they needed somebody to tell them what the politically correct or appropriate response is. It just shows you what lemmings our Hollywood elite are. Joel in Somerdale, ask the question now. If it would have been a white actor that got up and slapped Chris Rock on the news shows, we'll be talking about how racist this was, our assault on a black man. No, Will Smith being that he's a black man could get up on TV and slap another black man, and there's not anything racist, no racist whatsoever comes out of the story or anything. There are no lawsuits are going to be filed. Joel, you got to learn how to use periods here. Unless you're just talking the stream of consciousness. Settle down, Joel. No, it probably would have been different if it had been a white actor. They see race in everything. Adam, all this political talk, so many people that know just everything. Well, I know one thing. I got some gas and it stinks just like Joe Biden's speech. But there are people, Adam, that think it's appropriate for gas prices to go up because it'll mean you drive less, you put less pollution in the environment, and less greenhouse gas, and less global warming. There are things Joe Biden could do to lower the price of gas, but he's wedded to that. He's wedded to the environmental left. So rather than, the Keystone Pipeline thing, I think, is not really a thing. It wouldn't be up in time. Maybe it lowers futures way, way out. But that oil in Canada that would be piped down all the way down to Houston or whatever to the refineries there. I just think it's going to get to where it needs to be. It just not as efficiently, let's say. But the other stuff, some of the leases and not renewing leases and things like that and making oil less available, I mean, the Biden administration will tell you this, that these oil companies don't mind the price of gas or the price of oil going up the way it has. And they're somehow doing what they could do. But there are things the government could do to manipulate the market, or to, I would say, manipulate the market, but not to be in the way. And because the market tends to do things, it tends to spiral and overreact sometimes. So, like, when Joe Biden's releasing this oil from the strategic reserve, he needs to really, like, play it up and make it a bigger deal. I don't know. It's kind of spooked the markets in a way that forces the price to drop off a cliff, to fall off a cliff. But they're just mishandling the messaging. It's not that great. Leon from Foley says, I agree with a lot of Trump's policies, but he is a narcissistic, egotistical horse's rear end, and that is not who I want us to face this country to lead the rest of the world. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, would you rather have Brandon there or Trump? Does punctuation apply to texting? Yes, Paul, it does. So the problem with that text, it was just like one big long sentence with no breaks. And it's hard to read. Now, you could do, you could send a text, I suppose, without punctuation, as long as it's like one line. But when you get past 20 words in a sentence, a comma or two, do me a favor. Because I read these texts like real time, and sometimes you will send me not for reading on the air, and I will read that because I'm just not – I should do a better job, but I'm not. Unnamed texter writes, sometimes Trump makes me sick knowing Mo Brooks can argue with the best of them about how the 2020 election was stolen. And it is time to move forward with 2024. So Trump removes his endorsement of Mo Brooks. Makes you think less of Donald Trump. I will vote for Donald Trump in 2024, but things like that make you question him. Well, I'll tell you this, unnamed texter. I don't know that it certainly doesn't matter that much about the story about the 2020 election is just an off ramp. I tell you, the true reason Donald Trump is no longer endorsing Mo Brooks is this: his poll number. Mo Brooks's poll numbers are terrible. Mo Brooks could have done a lot more to preserve that endorsement and make it seem. But for whatever reason, he sat on it. He still continued to sit on it, and he should have been acting in December. Mo Brooks should have hit the panic button and started spending money and trying to raise money with the money he was spending. He was sitting on $2 million. He wasn't spending, but he spent like $40,000 or something in the last quarter or the last month, and wasn't burning much cash. Wasn't burning enough cash. And you know what message that sends, guys? It says that you don't really, weren't serious about winning. You're running for the United States Senate. That is a big deal. And I just, at some point, I think Trump was like, you just don't seem to care enough. Tony, Keystone Pipeline is less expensive and creates much less pollution than trucking the crude to the refinery. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, Tony, but here's the problem, Tony. That pipeline was not going to be up anytime soon. I mean, we need relief now. So I think the pro pipeline people were using it to their advantage to try to get the pipeline, make the case for the pipeline. Let's get a break in here. We will return. This is the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Looking back again.
Cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police have added a new name to their most wanted list. Trentian King is accused of shooting into a car at a Theodore gas station 2 weeks ago, leaving two innocent bystanders hurt. It happened at the M&M Food Mart on Highway 90, March 10th. King has a long arrest history, including a charge of murder in 2016 that was dropped over a technicality. Amazon is trying to stave off union drives on two fronts, one of which is in Alabama. Two separate union elections are coming to a head as soon as next week.
week that could provide further momentum to the recent wave of organizing efforts across the country. Warehouse workers in Bessemer, Alabama, and Staten Island, New York, will determine whether or not they want to form a union. A homicide investigation is underway in Pritchard after a man was shot and killed Friday night. Pritchard police found Wayne Holcomb's body on Newsom Street. So far, there's been no word from police about a possible suspect or a motive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Ed Packard, and I'm running to be your next Secretary of State. I've worked on over 400 elections in my 25 years with the state. Election integrity is my number one priority. When liberals sued to stop our photo voter ID law, I was the Secretary of State's representative defending that law, and we won. Did you know voters' personal data is being sold by the Secretary of State's office? This needs to stop. I'm Ed Packard, and I'm asking you for your vote for Secretary of State. I paid for this ad, P.O. Box 681169, Prattville, 36068.
If you're building or remodeling, see the all-new display of Monogram Cafe and GE Appliances at Chavis. Their knowledgeable staff can help you plan the kitchen of your dreams, plus 12 months same as cash. Locally owned and operated since 1952, Chavis in Chickasaw.
I'm a small business owner, and after the past 2 years, I'm ready to hire. But it seems like every time I find a good worker, they don't have a driver's license. Hard to get to the job if you're not allowed to drive. Support the bipartisan driver's license bill and get folks back on the road. Workers Drive, Alabama. When we're free to drive, we're free to work.
For your upland and wetland mulching, call Mako Forestry. Cutting the Gulf South since 1998 with their large array of specialized equipment and expertise, making your property more usable, viable, and more valuable. From the largest acreage to the smallest residential lot, Mako will complete your project on time and on budget. Call for a free estimate, 251-747-1802. See all their projects and services on Facebook at Mako Forestry or visit MakoForestry.com. Clearing and land improvement needs, remember Mako Forestry.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, let's take it on down from Muscle Shoals through Decatur. Birmingham. Montgomery. Right up over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Monday morning. Coming up in the next segment, my friend from Lane Yep. Actually, gave me my first I don't know if it was reporting, my first columnist job that actually paid, Rob Holbert. So you can blame him for my presence on the airwaves in some part. Let's go to the text line, Mike. It's nothing but brokers, producers have not cut back. Mike in Citronelle, 37 years retired after in the oil patch. Toothless Bammer, give Leon credit. He admits he likes policies, but Trump is egotistical. Therefore, I cannot vote for him. Illogical, but that's the liberal mindset. Well, I don't know. Like, so much of politics, guys, we have to acknowledge this. We want to talk about policy, and but it's stylistic, right? It's aesthetics. It is this appearance that he is like swinging away at the powers that are holding us back. When Donald Trump, he's not a quote-unquote movement conservative. I mean, but he's tapping into the populism of the era, of the day, that you have this elite class that's just telling us, you know, that there's no such thing as gender and that we're going to have to wear masks until we die. Or I don't just this elitism that just exudes this know-it-all look down your nose at the public. And meanwhile, they're using a system that they have rigged to enrich themselves, and they're using policy to enrich their cronies. And you know, all that adds up, and it builds up into this sort of populism. And this is, you know, one of the things you see in democracies that happens from time to time, right? It's happened throughout American history. Donald Trump just tapped into it. But it's not ideological. It's taking the mood of the public and using it. It's almost like a marketing gimmick. It's all style, though. It's the perception that he's fighting the status quo on your behalf. And I'm not saying that he wasn't, but that's the belief. For some reason, in Alabama, historically, the populist guy does really well. It's just kind of Alabama's always had a chip on its shoulder. It's Alabama versus the world. It's Alabama football. It's individual, but it's taking on, it's David versus Goliath, right? And that's how Donald Trump resonates. And that's, you know, when we start talking about, well, it's the policies. I don't think so. I think maybe the policies have to comport with sort of the populist attitude. But if that were the case, then how come Jeff Sessions isn't a U.S. senator here in Alabama? Because the textbook is Jeff Sessions. It just took a marketing guy, a guy who's smarter, more in touch with the public, I guess, to sell it. So that's what you got to ask yourself when we have these discussions about Donald Trump and his policies. I just, people also, it's probably a part of its policy, part of it's just none of the above, part of it is just something different. All of these things in the aggregate add up and create the phenomenon known as Donald Trump. You cannot narrow it down to one thing, but stylistically. But with that style, you're going to get these sort of weird incidents, like with Mo Brooks and like with Jeff Sessions, where Trump turns on you. So, you know, it's a risky proposition. It's a very, very risky proposition if you're going to go all in on Trump. That's what you do if you're Mo Brooks. You got to figure out how to walk this back, right? I don't know. I don't think you could put that toothpaste back in the tube. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Crazy, getting hammered, sitting right here at the floor of Bama.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The January 6th Commission is recommending former Trump aide Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino face contempt of Congress proceedings for failing to cooperate with subpoenas. This is the fourth time the panel has made such a recommendation. Those not complying are complaining this is nothing more than a witch hunt. Representatives from Russia and Ukraine will meet this week for a new round of talks aimed at ending the war. Ukraine said the two sides would meet in Turkey today. The Ukrainian military claims Russia had withdrawn troops that were surrounding the capital of Kyiv after suffering significant losses. President Biden has denied he is calling for regime change in Russia after making this ad-lib statement in Poland over the weekend.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
In a breakthrough moment at the Oscars last night, streaming service Apple TV show Coda won three Oscars, including Best Writing. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Dr. Bill's Forecast is brought to you by Jonna Williston of Iberia Bank. One of the most important decisions you can make is to purchase a home, and it's important to have an experienced mortgage lender on your side. Call Jonna Williston at Iberia Bank today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect skies to become mostly sunny today. It will be warm with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs again around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you looking for a new Medicare plan and don't even know where to start? We get it. There's a lot of nonsense out there, but that's why there's WellCare. We're a Medicare insurance provider that's committed to getting rid of the nonsense by providing our members with simplified Medicare Advantage plans so you can just enjoy great benefits, like our WellCare Flex Card. It's a pre-funded debit card that gives you up to $2,000 to pay for extra dental, vision, or hearing expenses not covered by your plan. That includes things like hearing aids, dentures, prescription glasses, co-pays, and more. It's pretty handy, and it's just one of the ways we're taking care of our members. To learn more about WellCare and how we're streamlining Medicare to make it a better experience for you, visit our website at wellcareforal.com or call 1-877-MY-WELLCARE. That's 1-877-MY-WELLCARE. WellCare. We're Medicare done well. WellCare is the Medicare brand for Centene Corporation, an HMO, PPO, PFFS, PDP plan with a Medicare contract and is an approved Part D sponsor. Our DSNP plans have a contract with the state Medicaid program. Enrollment in our plans depends on contract renewal.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, listen for the Outdoor Tips daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Brought to you in part by Mako Forestry and by SunSouth. Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Monday morning. Still a calm on the program. 11 o'clock hour. You want to stay tuned. Brad Presnell, he's a political consultant. And from the Alabama Political Reporter, Josh Moon will join us. We'll talk gambling and gaming. Never gets old, does it? Obviously, I say that in jest, but we'll talk about that. And because 7 days left to the legislative session, it's still lingering out there. And we get Josh to tell us why he thinks the lottery only bill offered by Chip Brown is not a good idea. So stay tuned for that. But joining us now, it's always a pleasure to bring on this next guest. Some of you that hear me on this airwaves and it makes you cringe, you can blame this guy in part because he gave me my first real paying job in journalism. From Lanyap, Rob Holbert joins us. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Man, you need to stop trying to blame me for you, okay?
Well, it's South, by the way. We could do a whole show about our experience at the University of South Alabama.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. When you printed the cartoons, that was my favorite time. That was
Well, there's that and dust-ups with trustees over mayoral endorsements.
Well, that too. Yeah, that also was a fun one. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. So
I digress. We'll probably have to talk about stuff people know about.
Well, speaking of stuff people know about, let's start it off here. I I hesitate to ask this, but it is the topic of the day. What do you think of old Chris Rock versus Will Smith there, Rob?
I mean, you know, in all seriousness, okay. I mean, we've been writing a lot about this stuff, about, you know, young people shooting each other over these disses. You know, I mean, you know, there was a gunfight that was prompted recently here in town because somebody threw a moon pie and hit another person in the head during a parade. And that resulted in a bunch of young women, young ladies out at Maytree Park fist fighting and shooting at each other. So, I mean, I look at it, I mean, you know, it first of all was idiotic, I think. I mean, Will Smith could figure out a different way to do it, but it also just in the larger context, it does get into this thing of like, you know, you said something bad about my family, so I've got to physically harm you. And I mean, I know it sounds probably like God, hold it, taking us way too far, but I think it is just an example of that kind of attitude people have right now. Is like, you know, somebody says something, they dissed me, I need to take care of it in some way. I mean, it's just not a way to handle it. There's a million different ways to handle it. On top of that, then Chris Rock's probably going to do 15 or 20 minutes on them in his next special.
Well, and I, you know, you can't help, the tinfoil hat in me says, you know, this flailing, antiquated award show that's becoming less and less relevant.
Oh, yeah.
Where they give away awards to movies that nobody has ever seen. The A-listers needed a reason to be relevant, and no one is going to want to buy ads if it continues to get low ratings. So, let's stage a little pro wrestling here, huh?
You think it's a little WWE action, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. I could see it though. I mean, these
Jerry
are guys.
Lawler and, Jerry Lawler and Andy Kaufman type thing.
I mean, these guys are actors, right?
They are actors, and I will say this, that, you know, I mean, Will Smith's like a, what, 6'5" guy. Chris Rock's not that big. Chris handled that slap really well. He did.
Yeah, and he's not pressing charges. You know, the conspiracy-minded person might say, well, what, there were police investigation into this. Might we find that this was, you know.
Well, I'm not ready to go down the conspiracy rabbit hole on that one. But it is certainly, I'm sure, one that will be thought about for a while.
Well, like I said,
it's ridiculous. This thing's ridiculous.
I bet you there's going to be enough Coke Zero ads during the 2023 Oscars now.
I have no doubt that people are. I mean, nobody's talked about the Oscars this much in a million years, right?
Yeah, like I said, it's just becoming less and less relevant. Speaking of irrelevant, Donald Trump's endorsement in Alabama. I was kind of amused by your conclusion about the Alabama Senate race. And I think you're probably right that, you know, Donald Trump's going to wait, see which way the wind blows before he rolls out his next endorsement. The lesson here, Mo Brooks going all in on Donald Trump, and now he's got to figure out how to put that toothpaste back in the tube. I don't know that you can.
Yeah,
it's just a mess.
It is a tough one, yeah. I think the big thing that, you know, maybe time and time again that, maybe it's sinking in slowly but surely for people in the Republican Party that are still really attached to Donald Trump, that he's a bit impulsive and maybe does things that aren't really, really great for the party a lot of times. This concept that he decided that Mo Brooks was too woke for him or had said something he didn't like, 9 months after it happened, or, you know, whatever it is, 8-9 months later, this doesn't really pass the smell test for me. It looks a lot more like, oh, geez, you know, his poll numbers are going down, and I don't want to be tied to him. And so, you know, find a way to bail out on him. But the bigger issue to me is that he bailed out on the people who went all in for Mo. You know, all these people who are working for Mo Brooks, and primarily because he's the guy who got the Trump endorsement. And, you know, they just got left hanging, too. It wasn't just Mo Brooks. So, you know, obviously, we've seen Donald Trump endorse now three candidates in the Senate race and that don't look like, I mean, Mo Brooks could still win, but it's going to be tough to do, I think. And,
yeah.
I mean, he may have had three endorsements in a row that don't work out in a U.S. Senate race.
I agree with that.
Well, I guess
Tuberville.
Tuberville. He endorsed Tuberville, and Tuberville won.
So he's 1-3, right?
You know? Yeah.
This is not a stellar record, but I feel like everything's kind of baked in right now. Now maybe Durant gets that Trump endorsement, but he's already the front runner. The only thing about Trump is you just don't want him working against you, I suppose, if that's the lesson. You don't want him going up against you like he did and on the search and destroy mission like he did with Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. He's pretty ruthless when that happens, but I really still think that whole endorsement thing is getting less and less important. I've never thought it was all that massively important to begin with, but it certainly, I mean, there's no doubt it has some play, but I don't think it's the end all be all for good politicians. Of course, the good ones tend to get all the endorsements anyway, but you know, there are people who can manage to get around that sometimes.
Well, I want you to read on our neck of the woods, Mobile. I feel like everything south of Montgomery is Katie Britt's. I don't see the other two really getting as much traction now. Look, I know yard signs don't vote, but it's historic in Alabama that you know, Mobile sometimes can be going a different direction while everyone else is zigging. We zag down here, and I feel like now a lot of these elections are often decided Birmingham North, but as far as Baldwin and Mobile County goes, she seems to be the one that really has the most traction. That's just my sort of a finger in the wind, anecdotal analysis here.
But I feel that way too. I think she's done a lot. You know, she's been down here quite a bit, I think, and done some stuff. You know, seen people, and we've met with her. We've met her. We met with Mo Brooks. We met with her. Not met with Mike Durant. So I don't really have a good feel of him, you know, on him just personally at this point. I still think she's got a really good shot overall. I mean, obviously he's polling pretty well too, so it may be a pretty good dogfight here. But you know, and she's going to have tons of money. I mean, she already has tons of money. But, you know, I think the question just is really what you want, and I mean, I don't really know enough about Durant at this point to know exactly where he's going to fall in terms of, does he want to go up there and just be a social warrior, or is he going to be a guy who can also be a legislator and a pork bringer backer?
You're right.
You know, that's what we want, right? You know, we've all sort of ditched the whole notion of term limits and all that kind of stuff. Now we think about, you know, I think we've all sort of jumped in whole hog on this thing. We just need as much money brought back to the state as possible. And geez, Richard Shelby's going to leave, and you know, there's still buildings to be named after people. We've got stuff to do. We need money brought back.
Isn't that the big contradiction here? And it is. Alabama is kind of viewed beyond our borders as this right-wing, crazy uncle Tea Party state. But ultimately, the political class, the elites in Alabama, the business community, and you know, the lawyers, we need a Richard Shelby that could bring back the bacon. Alabama would be destitute if not for the federal government. I don't think that's necessarily the case, but that is the virtue that we're told that this is virtue, that you need somebody on appropriations to bring home a federal money to the state. And I mean, maybe that works in a general election, but it doesn't work in a Republican primary.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's certainly, we haven't had as much of that dichotomy all the time either, but you know, when we've had these sort of backbencher senators, and you know, I mean, I would include Jeff Sessions in that. I mean, you know, he's not a guy who really passed any legislation or did. You know, it's when you get these senators who are known as, you know, either a liberal or conservative firebrands, one or the other, they're out on the edge. They don't really get a lot done in terms of what your state needs. They make great sound bites, and people feel good about them because they're out there fighting against the, you know, those wackos on the right or the left. But, you know, are they actually getting, you know, are they actually appropriating? Are they actually getting stuff done that you need? I think that they tend not to be. And, you know, and I know just, you know, when I've worked up there a little bit, I can tell you that those guys are pretty marginalized in terms of what the other senators think about them in terms of, you know, needing to talk to them or go to them about certain things. Only when there's really a really tight vote and you need that one extra vote do they really come into play. And so, you know, do I think we need somebody to go up there and fight culture wars? Not really. I don't, to me personally, I don't think that's as important as getting, you know, somebody to legislate. And, you know, do we need somebody to bring back as much pork as Richard Shelby has brought back? I mean, it, we love it here, but it, it's kind of embarrassing in some ways that, you know, if you're conservative and you say, well, we don't believe in government overspending, we don't believe in that, but by the same token, let's please have all of this we can get. It kind of is a contradiction.
I just, I find it to be overplayed sometimes. And like, look, Richard Shelby did a lot for this state.
Sure.
You could look at Huntsville, Birmingham, and you see his footprint. But it's not to say that Birmingham and Huntsville wouldn't have done something different if not for Richard Shelby, right?
I agree with you. I totally agree with you on that. We have a tendency to pretend that these politicians are giving us their money, you know, and that they've done something extraordinarily, you know, extraordinary by going to work and doing their job. You know, that's what they're supposed to do. It's not, you know, we act like Richard Shelby is Batman or something. He's come down and he's done all these amazing things, and like he's a politician, and that's he's in the Senate, and that's what he's supposed to be doing. And you know, I agree with you that if those things don't come about, it, you know, certainly it helps to have federal money coming in and flowing in, but there are ways around those things too, and you have to survive without it sometimes.
And just the way they talk about him, you know, yeah, it's Batman's great, a great way to describe it. But he is deified. He is he also, when he talks about like it's all him bringing up.
It's bootlicking. It is really, it's sickening to be in a room and listen to people talk about it as if he has given us his own money and he has worked really hard,
right,
to bring money from him, his own money to the table. It's not Richard Shelby's money. It's taxpayer money. And I agree. It is. It's overboard. I mean, if you're sitting somewhere and listening to this, if you're in any kind of a major meeting, a chamber of commerce type meeting, or a city meeting, and where there's hundreds of people there, I mean, they just, they pour it on pretty thick.
And he's positioned himself in a way that's like a political boss almost. Like he is, yep. Now he has had much success. I mean, he didn't do well with Luther Strange, nor did he do well with Jeff Sessions. But he people do tend to do what, you know, get their marching orders from him.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely there are just people who feel. I mean, it's that proximity to power, and I mean he is what, you know, when I worked on Capitol Hill a million years ago, I sort of had this term that I call, just from in my own head, the imperial senators. And he and Joe Biden were the two guys I thought of as being the imperial senators, who just sort of floated around acting like they were royalty in some capacity. And that always kind of struck me. Just their demeanor was different than a lot of the other guys. They were just very above it all.
Yeah,
it was just, you know, I, at that point, that's just those observations from me when I was a very young guy.
Did they just comport themselves? I mean, when was the last time we saw Richard Shelby in Mobile? It was like when they opened a federal court. I mean, it's just he's a D.C. guy now. He's not Tuscaloosa, Alabama anymore.
No, I mean, look, I've lived in town. I mean, we've been running this paper 20 years. I've never seen Jeff Sessions in Mobile. I've never run into him. I've never talked to him in Mobile. I mean,
Jeff Sessions?
You know, I never saw Jeff Sessions. Well, I've never seen him in town.
Really? I've bumped into Jeff Sessions quite. I'd see him at the airport all the time.
Well, maybe at the airport, but I've just never seen. You know,
he's a West Mobile guy, though. You'd see him out that way, probably.
It's just, I mean, I just think it's kind of that way with some of these guys. They become. I mean, the longer they're in Washington, they become of Washington.
Right.
All of them, I think, and it's. You know, they really, they live in Washington. They stay in Washington. It is, and it's just the way it is.
Well, fair enough. Hey, Rob, we're up against a break here, but before we let you go, people want to sign up. I think you're fantastic. You got a fantastic Sunday morning newsletter, but that and subscribe to Lanyap. Your podcast, which is great as well. Tell them where they can look.
Well, you can go to lanyapmobile.com, and if you get signed up, you'll automatically also get signed up for the Sunday brunch newsletter, and you'll be able to hear our podcast. So it's only $1.50 a week, and if you we're doing a lot of news that isn't in the paper. It's not making it in print because we've just got a lot going on. So if you're not reading online, you're missing stories.
Well, y'all go check that out. Rob, as always, we appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you having me.
Rob Holbert, Lane Yap. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police have added a new name to their most wanted list. Trentian King is accused of shooting into a car at a Theodore gas station 2 weeks ago, leaving two innocent bystanders hurt. It happened at the M&M Food Mart on Highway 90, March 10th. King has a long arrest history, including a charge of murder in 2016 that was dropped over a technicality. Amazon is trying to stave off union drives on two fronts, one of which is in Alabama. Two separate union elections are coming to a head as soon as next week. That could provide further momentum to the recent wave of organizing efforts across the country. Warehouse workers in Bessemer, Alabama, and Staten Island, New York, will determine whether or not they want to form a union. A homicide investigation is underway in Pritchard after a man was shot and killed Friday night. Pritchard police found Wayne Holcomb's body on Newsom Street. So far, there's been no word from police about a possible suspect or a motive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
2 years ago, Alabama made a smart decision to invest in infrastructure and fix our broken old roads and bridges. But we're still awfully stingy about who gets to drive on them. Nearly 170,000 Alabama drivers have lost their licenses because they missed payments on tickets. Support the bipartisan driver's license bill and get Alabamians back on the road. Workers drive Alabama. When we're free to drive, we're free to work.
Bill Finch Garden Tips is brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment, your locally owned and operated Husqvarna dealer for over 40 years. Husqvarna, taming the wild at Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 at the split by the Catholic Church.
Man, I could grow beans all year long, and I do. I have many kinds of beans in my vegetable garden, but whatever beans I choose, I prefer beans that climb rather than beans that bush. Bush beans were designed for tractors, not for people. They don't produce very much. They produce all their beans at once, and they just don't taste as good as traditional climbing beans. I'm just about to harvest my purple pole beans. I'll soon follow with a planting of rattlesnake pole beans, a traditional Gulf Coast bean that loves the heat. And I don't have to plant many, since a few feet of pole beans produces an abundant harvest.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. And visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair.
Swan Capital is registered to conduct advisory business in Alabama and Florida and in other jurisdictions as permitted by law. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
He asked me how I bought it. I told him on credit. Daddy just smiled. I'll never forget it. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said something.
Welcome Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Monday morning. Coming up in the next hour, Brad Presnell, political consultant, and Josh Moon from Alabama Political Reporter. Please stay tuned for that. Let's see here. David Preston writes, the Libertarian candidate for Senate now has more relevance than Mo Brooks does. David, don't discount Mo Brooks. He'll get more than the Libertarian candidate will. I think votes in a Republican primary, he will get more votes than a Libertarian candidate, whoever that may be, in a general election. And he could sway the election. So we're going to continue to talk about Mo Brooks. Number one, I think he is still a credible candidate, a viable candidate for U.S. Senate. And secondly, he's a member of Congress. So, you can hate on Mo Brooks if you want, David. Jerry! Chris just better be happy he didn't piss off Alec Baldwin. Wayne, good morning. I have been all in for Katie Britt since May of last year before she even announced she was going to run after hearing her make a speech in Huntsville. Jerry continues and says, Wayne continues and says, she had my vote that day and I have not wavered. I do not determine my vote on Donald Trump's recommendation or endorsement, but on that information that I find myself, I do find it comical and hypocritical that Mo Brooks should say Donald Trump is the reason that we have a $24 trillion deficit when he is the guy in Congress with his finger on the purse strings. You're right. You're absolutely right, Wayne. Donald Trump's endorsement may not matter when it comes down for you, the voters, but I'll tell you where it matters is fundraising. There's a lot of money being spent on this Senate race from outside of Alabama. And people don't have a good sense of what's going on here, and they see a Donald Trump endorsement. They think, well, those rednecks will just do whatever Donald Trump tells them in Alabama, and we need to be on the side of the winner, and they will give money to that campaign just because of the Donald Trump endorsement. Not obviously didn't work for Mo Brooks that well, but keep this in mind about Mo Brooks. He won't take money if there's strings attached. He will decline things like that, meetings. He's just not your play ball to go on to get along type of congressman, and that's sometimes to his detriment. Let's get a break in here. This is the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5.
I'm a soul. Hand me my hat. Excuse me, man, but where's the door?
With the flu, COVID-19, and other airborne illnesses active in our community, it's important to do your part to protect yourself and others. Remember to stay home if you have any symptoms such as fever, cough, sore throat, or a runny nose. Wash your hands, keep your distance, cover your cough, and get vaccinated to stay healthy. To learn more about testing and vaccinations, visit mchdcares.com or call 251-690-8889. This message has been brought to you by the Mobile County Health Department.
Okay. I know it's the last thing anyone wants to think about right now, but it's the first thing I think about every year when it's hurricane season. This spring, I'm calling Hanson Air Pros to have my whole home generator from Generac installed before the storms arrive. No more worrying about staying cool, keeping the lights on, keeping the fridge cold. Hanson Air Pros have the experience and expertise you can trust when it comes to generators. So call them today at 251-471-3047. That's 251-471-3047. HansonAir.com. Alabama license number 99172.
Turning up your voice.